These are the cold, hard football facts on Patriots.com. The truth hurts.
You never take advice. Someday you'll pay the price, I know.
Hey, everybody. Happy Halloween. Hope you're ready for 2 hours of gridiron power. My name is Patrick Gimmig, joined as always by the lovely and talented and the potentate of pigskin worldwide, Mr. Kerry J. Byrne. Kerry, how are you on this fine autumn afternoon?
I'm doing very well. I was going to dress up in my potentate of pigskin costume this year, but I realized I've been that for 5 years, so I need a new costume, Pat.
Can we get an early laugh track or a drum fill from Kevin, please? No.
I need better material for the laugh track. I'm sorry.
What would you dress up as, though, if you were to actually go out of your way to be a potentate? Would you dress like an almighty king or something?
I think I'd want a scepter, of course. You need a scepter to be a potentate.
That's true.
Right? I'd want a scepter, a crown of some sort, and I think a big lavish red robe and a white beard and a big belly and a jolly laugh.
And probably
sounds
a
like Santa Claus
plate.
No, that sounds, you know, maybe. I don't know. I always thought of him as potentate of pigskin, you know?
I'm thinking a huge plate of bacon, and then instead of the women putting grapes in your mouth, they're just feeding you strips of bacon and buffalo wings.
You know what's you know what's frightening, Pat, speaking of as being Halloween, what's frightening is that I was running to the studio a little bit late here at the Subway Fresh broadcast studios here at Gillette Stadium, and run a little late, trying to do a phone call, get some business done on the walk-in, and I was actually out of breath from talking and walking at the same time.
Well, we're going to have to work on that then, Kerry.
I think
pose a problem later on. Tell you what, you've got every cardiologist in America who's listening lining up to take you.
I'm definitely a good candidate for their, if they want business, I'm a good candidate, let's put it that way.
Very good. We're going to dive into some icy issues as well as everybody pretty much knows the routine, but we're going to be joined this week, we think for sure, by Mike Carlson, who covers the NFL for Channel 4 and the BBC, and good old jolly England. Of course, the Patriots dismantled the St. Louis Rams there on Sunday, and he also played lacrosse with Bill Belichick in college, so we're hoping to get some stories from him.
Yeah, they played at Wesleyan, so I'm looking for some if he can have some good stories. And we were supposed to have him on last week. We had a couple little problems with the phone, so we think Kevin Collins, our illustrious producer, has got everything figured out in a smooth running ship here.
Yeah, that sound you just heard was him rolling his eyes. No, I'm kidding. Also going to be joined by Bill Enright, who of course is the co-host of Fantasy Football Champs and Football Nation. Every day from 4 to 6 right here on Patriots.com. He's going to chime in on the second hour. If you want to chime in, anybody listening, call the Ace Ticket Hotline. The phone line is open, 508-298-0398. You can also email the show, webradio@patriots.com. And then you can do plenty of Twittering as well. Leave puddles of Twitter for Kerry, @FootballFacts. You can also hit me up, @PatrickImmig on Twitter. You can also check out the Facebook. If you're more of a Facebook guy, and you coined basically the social media mullet last week when you said Facebook is a party in the front, Twitter is all. How did you say that again?
I think I said Twitter is business up front and Facebook is party in the back. It sounded better when it was off the cuff or last week, but it was something. You get the point. So
yeah, I got the point. And then the question for the listeners this week, in honor of Halloween, which NFL player or team, or even a coach, what NFL entity is most like Michael Myers from the Halloween movie series? In other words, who continues to come back to life to slice up the opposition when you thought he was long dead? There's a couple of guys that I come to mind right when I think of that, but we'll let listeners chime in. And before we go into the icy issues, you're going to pay a little tribute. I know you're a big fan now of Miss Catherine Jenkins, and if anybody didn't catch the Patriots and Rams, why don't you fill everybody in about who Miss Catherine Jenkins is, Kerry?
Well, Catherine Jenkins is the woman who's saying "God save the something or other."
God save the Queen. Yeah,
that's it. The British national anthem before the Rams Patriots games. And I know, being a St. Louis fan, you had to be. Were you watching when she sang?
I was. I thought it was basically like in a British version of Faith Hill.
British version of Faith Hill with. I don't know how to put this delicately, but much, much larger assets. I mean, I don't know how to put it. I mean, the point is, the reason we're enamored with Catherine Jenkins is because if you know about the Cold Hard Football Facts, Pat, at Cold Hard Football Facts Insider, okay, that's what we do what we call our real and spectacular picks. These are our picks every week, of every game, every week, straight up and against the spread. And we call them our real and spectacular picks because we always have to inspire us to heights of dizzying success picking games. We have a real and spectacular pigskin prognosticating muse, the woman who inspires us to heights of excellence. And when we started out, it was Terry Hatcher. You know the story of Terry Hatcher from Seinfeld?
By the way.
Well, you know, back in the day, her famous line was, on Seinfeld, they're real and they're spectacular. So that was the origin of it. But then when our picks suffered for a brief period, we blamed on her sagging assets. So we kicked her to the curb, and we've since been in the search for another real and spectacular pigskin prognosticating muse. We've not quite found her. But I'm convinced, after what we saw with God Save the Queen before the Rams-Patriots game, that we have a new, Pat, a new real and spectacular pigskin prognosticating muse. Her name is Catherine Jenkins. If you come to Cold Hard Football Facts Insider, you'll not only get all our picks against the spread and straight up, you'll not only get Spreadopedia, our amazing point spread database dating back all the way to 1978, you'll get inspirational messages from the likes of Catherine Jenkins with each and every pick every week. And I got to tell you, If you came to Cold Hard Football Facts Insider just for those pictures, it'd be worth the price of admission.
Yeah, well, she definitely made an impression on you, and I don't think I've ever been so enamored and impressed with a rendition of God Save the Queen. I put that on par with Whitney Houston's Super Bowl 25 national anthem, just for different reasons.
Yeah, it was right up. Yeah, inspirational for different reasons. So we went right to Cold Hard Football Facts blogging about her and everything. And of course, as you know, we're all about the stats, the data, the Cold Hard Football Facts. But we are still men after all, Pat, and there are things we like to look at in addition to the data.
Right, and some of those things are generally entail a piping hot of plate of chicken wings or maybe a side of celery, too. Do you eat celery with your wings?
Yeah, I do. In fact, I had wings so bad last night, I ate nothing but the celery and the carrots. I sent the wings back. As you know, I also have written about food and beer for many years. I go to a new restaurant, okay, Pat? And I judge it, I'm a simple man, okay? I judge it by the beer list and the buffalo wings. For example, Julia Child, the great, the French chef, the great American chef, Julia Child, she judged a restaurant by, could you do a roast chicken? A very basic dish, right? As great as she was, she judged a restaurant by roast chicken.
She's kind of the Lombardi of Food
she,
Network.
That's
food
a great,
TV.
That might be the greatest thing you've ever said, Pat.
Julia Child is
the Lombardi of Food TV. She was doing it when nobody else was doing it. Well, she was great long before anyone knew what greatness was.
She was putting a seal here and a seal there for everybody.
And running it up the middle.
And running it up the middle of that trunk of that chicken with all kinds of veggies.
But listen, I've been fortunate enough to write about her over the years and to know many of her friends and do stories on her. In fact, it would have been her 100th birthday back in August. So I've got to know people. I didn't know her, but I got to know people who know her. But the way what she did is Julia Child judged a restaurant by the roast chicken, okay? I judge a restaurant by the buffalo wings and the beer. And if you're going to judge me for that, I'm going to point to Julia Child.
Fair enough.
And so when I go to somewhere, if they have a bad beer list and bad chicken wings, that to me is a bad restaurant. If you can't do the basics right, if you can't block and tackle, Pat,
right?
How are you going to throw deep and with a play-action pass and score a touchdown?
You might be able to do it one time at the start of the game when
you might get lucky,
like Sam Bradford, but then you're going to get shut down the rest of the game.
You might get lucky. So anyway, I went to a place last night that I checked out in lovely Quincy, my hometown, and the wings were so bad, Pat, I ate nothing but the celery and the carrots, and I sent back the wings. When they said, how were they? I said, they were terrible, and I sent them back. I think
you
that makes me kind of a
wing snob.
That makes me a snob and probably a jerk and probably and probably not a very good person. But what was I supposed to do? I mean, eat them when they sucked?
I would never eat them if they're terrible.
They were that frightening. I screamed. I screamed, Kevin.
Let's go into the icy issues. Are you ready to
let's do it. Facts
or refute some anyway? I got your first one for you. The Pittsburgh Steelers are now the odds-on favorite to win the AFC North.
That is a cold, hard football fact.
Okay, the Steelers. On up then.
The Steelers are going to win the NFC North. Let me tell you, this was a big week, Pat, in the AFC in particular. Okay, because what we saw with three teams around which we had a lot of question marks, three teams led by the great best quarterbacks in the AFC, three teams dominate their opponent. The Pittsburgh Steelers, right? The Denver Broncos dominated the Saints. The Patriots dominated the Rams, and the Pittsburgh Steelers. I just forgot who they played. The Pittsburgh Steelers dominated the Washington Redskins, okay? Three teams around which we had a lot of question marks. The best three quarterbacks in the AFC, okay? These guys have won six of the last 11 Super Bowls and 10 of the last 11 AFC championships. Think about that. Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, and Big Ben have won 10 of the last 11 AFC championships. They all reestablish their dominance heading into the midway point of the season. And I think the way the Ravens struggled their last game with the injuries they have, Pittsburgh is going to rise. And again, the cream's going to rise to the top. And teams like this, you know, teams led by Brady, Manning, and Big Ben are going to be there at the end as they always have been for the last decade plus.
So you're telling me that the Baltimore Ravens might be out of a playoff spot then?
You know, I don't know if I'd go that far. I mean, the wild cards are still wide open, but I wouldn't, at this point, I would not bet against Big Ben. The way, you know, like I said, Pat, the cream rises to the top, and Big Ben is an underappreciated elite quarterback. He's definitely one of the top three quarterbacks in the AFC since 2004, right? It's Brady, it's Manning, and it's Big Ben, and people don't put him in that class. But he deserves it.
Well, speaking of class, that's a nice little segue. I understand that we're going to be joined by a former classmate and teammate of Bill Belichick, Mr. Mike Carlson, on the other side of the break. So we'll dive into more icy issues later on in the show. But if everybody listening, stay tuned. When we come back after a quick break, you're going to listen to Mike Carlson, the man who played lacrosse with Bill Belichick, and he covers the NFL for the BBC. So we'll talk to you all in a few minutes.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is your Bridgestone Tire headquarters in New England. We have thousands of quality Bridgestone tires in stock at great prices. Save big on such tires as the Bridgestone Dueler HL Alenza, Turanza EL400, the Dueler HT and AT, and the Potenza G0 19 Grid. And if you're looking for a quality tire to get you through the winter, we have Bridgestone Blizzak tires in stock now. Remember, we are New England's headquarters for top flight maintenance with over 100 ASC certified master technicians on staff. Utilizing state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment, plus easy online appointments, comfortable waiting areas with free Wi-Fi, free shuttle service, over 65 locations across New England, and the best customer service in the industry. Check out the everyday low prices on Bridgestone tires and make your appointment today at SullivanTire.com. This approval is solely for the purpose of evaluating compliance with Bridgestone's co-op policy. This approval does not in any way constitute, and Bridgestone expressly disclaims, any legal opinion or representation that the ad complies with any applicable laws, rules, or regulations.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Welcome back to the Cold Hard Football Facts on Patriots.com. This is Kerry J. Byrne, your friendly neighborhood potentate of pigskin. Pleased to be joined this week by a friend of the Cold Hard Football Facts, Mike Carlson. Mike, are you with us?
Yeah. Hey, good to see you guys got the phone bill paid.
Yeah, it was a bit of a struggle last week, and for folks who tuned in last week, Mike was supposed to join us in the preview to the Patriots-Rams game. Mike, of course, he's an American, as you can tell by his accent, but he's the NFL broadcaster for the BBC and for Channel 4 in the UK, and very good at what he does, and he's been very good to us over the years. We had a little trouble connecting with him internationally last week, but glad to have you here. Now, Mike, I got to ask you, the Patriots on TV look very impressive. How do they look in person for you, being able to see them up close and personal?
It was a pretty impressive performance, although, you know, before the game said they have problems in the secondary, especially
yep.
deep, starting the deep pass, and the Rams have, you know, Chris Givens, fast receiver, and made me look like a football god, you know, when Givens caught that touchdown pass. But they sorted that out pretty quickly. Their offense just looked fantastic watching them. And, you know, being a New Englander and more or less a Patriots fan anyway, we always look at the glasses being half empty.
Yeah, I wrote about that last week on Patriots.com, kind of the dismal negative mindset we have going back to the Salem witch trials or something, Mike. I don't know what it is.
So at halftime, I was really worried because I thought they really caught a break when Brandon Lloyd wasn't flagged for offensive pass interference. You know, right at the end of the half, and Brady could have thrown a pick to Fletcher, who would have made up for his three PI penalties. And they came out in the second half, and I haven't seen every minute of every game they played, but that has to be as good a drive as they put together all season. You know, they come out with the three tight ends, they get the two big plays to start it, then they go with the wides and Gronk, and the last two passes, you know, the pump fake screen to Welker and then throwing back to him, and then the hand signal to Lloyd and Jenkins sort of giving him the outside and pin. Lloyd takes the inside. It was phenomenal. At that point, the game was completely over.
Yeah, and you bring up kind of New England's offensive dominance, and we talked about it in the segment just before you came on, Mike. You know, three teams in the AFC, three teams really impressed this week. Pittsburgh beating up Washington, the Broncos beating up the Saints, the Patriots beating up the Rams. By the way, the three most dominant quarterbacks in the AFC since over the past decade plus. And is the NFL just that simple? You got a great quarterback, you're more likely to you're going to be there at the end. You're likely to go to the Super Bowl. Is it really as simple as that? Because it seems
it's not that simple.
Okay.
But it certainly helps you, because if you have a great quarterback, he can help make up for mistakes on other sides of the ball.
Yep.
You can have a great quarterback and not give him any help.
But the Saints this year right now. I mean, the Saints right now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great example, and you saw it there, but if you have a great quarterback, you can make, you know, I refuse week in and week out to get involved in the Eli Manning elite debate. But there's no question that Eli can make plays.
Yeah, let me ask you, why do you refuse to get into that? Do you not believe it, or?
Because, no, nobody knows what it means.
Yep, okay.
You know, I said to somebody, look, here's the ranking, here's who I think, you know, are the top four quarterbacks, here's who I think are the next three. You know, if he's in the next three, does that mean he's elite or not elite? You know, you decide. I don't care. There's, you know, I know there's like four guys I wouldn't trade for, you know, head up for Eli, and I think there's probably three or four other guys on teams that they wouldn't trade, you know, not counting things like salary or age or whatever. But the point is, he's on a good, well-balanced team, but he can make plays.
Yep.
And you stick a quarterback, say like Alex Smith, on a good, well-balanced team, who maybe can't make those downfield kind of plays, and you've got a different situation, and it helps if you can, you know, knock out the other team's kick returner who suffers from concussions and get him to fumble a couple of times. But that's last year's NFC Championship. But you know, I looked at the Patriots game, and defensively they played really well up front, although the Rams offensive line is awful. My favorite play of the game was Vince Wilfork going out in coverage on Daryl Richardson, which he said after the game he did on his own. But, you know, but he chased down a running back in the flat.
Yeah. It's amazing, Mike, to see a guy that big. And let's face it, he's not big like Richard Seymour big. He's big like William the Refrigerator Perry big.
That's right.
And to see him to be an athlete like that, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, and the smarts that were involved, too, because, you know, he recognized what was coming, and he played it. I thought quietly Chandler Jones was just so impressive. It's unbelievable, and I think he's got you know, a very good and long future in the league. And I really think that the 3-4, even 4 tight end stuff is going to work for them. You know, like I said, that drive in the second half, they come out in three tight ends, and the first pass to Manawanui, and you know, and then you see Fell and Gronkowski both holding blocks for Ridley when he goes 30 yards. Yeah, it really is impressive stuff. And offensively, they're only going to get better. And hopefully, they sort the secondary out and they get some rush, because St. Louis's biggest problem was they couldn't rush Brady.
Yep, I don't think they touched him. And I got a story running on SportsIllustrated.com tomorrow about New England's offensive line, the offensive line dynasty. Only two of the guys who started Sunday in London started in the Super Bowl 9 games ago.
Yeah.
Two of them, and they're still the dominant on our offensive hog index at Cold Hard Football Facts. Easily the dominant offensive line in football. It's awesome to see.
And normally you think of Brady as, you know, avoiding the sacks because he gets rid of the ball quickly, but here he could hold on long.
Yep.
And that's where the penalties on Fletcher come, because Fletcher's now being studied, you know, schooled by Cortland Finnegan. So, of course, he's going to hold on the cut and that. But if you hold on and the quarterback is still waiting and waiting for him to break and you don't let go, you're always going to get flagged. I just started to write my column. I do a Friday column on NFLUK.com.
Yep.
And here's what I wrote for New England. It was after last season, here was the Patriots' offensive line on paper. Light, Mankins, Copen, Waters, Bulmer. Here's the line that started in London. Solder, Donald Thomas, Ryan Wendell, Dan Connolly, and Bulmer. And those guys, you know, they played like all pros. And Patriots line coach Dante Scarnecchia has been with the team for 29 years, and there's a good reason for that.
Hey, Mike, it sounds like great minds think alike, and so do Oz, apparently, because that's essentially what I have running on my side tomorrow. And we didn't talk about this ahead of time, folks. We're just talking as we go. But that's basically what I said.
Two of these guys
are undrafted free agents who kicked around for a while before they settled. They're starting on the number one offensive line in football. It is Scarnecchia, you know, to credit.
Think back to guys like Brandon Gorin, Joe Andrews.
Yep.
You know, they've been doing this, you know, year in and year out.
Yep.
And making it work.
Yep.
You know, and I knew Joe from when he played in Scotland on the side, and he was cut by the Packers, came over to Scotland. Next thing you know, he's playing for Super Bowl winner in New England.
Yep. Well, folks, we were joined here by Mike Carlson, the NFL broadcaster for Channel 4 in the UK and for the BBC. And among Mike's many claims to fame, he played lacrosse with Bill Belichick at Wesleyan back in the day. We're not going to let you go, Mike, before we talk a little bit about that. But more interestingly from my perspective, and I think from a lot of American football fans, is your take on people in Europe and in Britain particularly embracing American football. How has that come along? Has it evolved over the years? Is it growing? Is it declining? I mean, you obviously, as an American covering the game in the UK, have a unique perspective. What is the state of the NFL right now in Europe and in the UK in particular?
Well, it's changed a bit. When the NFL first got popular in Britain,
yep.
Because the first weekly highlight program came on late on a Sunday afternoon, and British soccer was in the doldrums, and the Sunday afternoon programming was stuff like Songs of Praise and Antiques Roadshow. It was a huge hit, and it drew a huge following. And that, you know, the Bears came over after the Super Bowl win over
yep.
the Patriots, and the Fridge was a celebrity.
It was bigger than Antiques Roadshow?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
In all senses of the word. And they were selling out Wembley for preseason games.
But, wow.
You know, that faded because the audience got a bit more sophisticated. And the NFL Europe, or World League, as it started out, World League of American Football, that came and went in Britain.
Yep.
And British soccer got much better. The Premier League, you know, actually learned a lot of lessons from the NFL and made a much more fan-friendly game. And NFL Europe eventually went down the tubes because a lot of the teams didn't want to subsidize, didn't think it was worth the cost of subsidizing it in terms of player development, although some of the teams did very well in terms of Brian Waters, for example, was a guy who basically converted in NFL Europe.
Yep.
But now what you've got, I think, is in Britain a very strong following for the spectacle of American football.
Yep.
You know, they're not necessarily ever going to play the game or take their kids to play the game or, you know, develop it, but they love watching it. They love the whole business that goes around it with cheerleaders and entertainment and that kind of stuff. They know the football pretty well. They watch it on television, which keeps me working. And when a game comes to Wembley, what you get, the Patriots might have the biggest following of any team in the NFL in Britain. So you get quite a few Patriots fans, you get some Rams fans, and then you get basically people who show up at the game wearing jerseys of all 30 other teams, plus NFL Europe teams, college teams.
Yeah, it was amazing. You covering the game and being in the booth, I'm not sure how much of the actual broadcast you saw, but, you know, the network was pretty good about showing there was a couple guys with cheesehead hats on in the stands and people, I mean, literally, like you said, I think every team in the NFL was represented, which to me honestly reminds me years ago here at the old Foxborough Stadium. I came to see in the 94 World Cup, came to see Spain play Italy. And what impressed me about the spectacle of that is that there were flags of every country in the world flying, waving in the stands, because someone may have been from Greece or Guatemala or wherever they were from,
yeah,
but they were there to celebrate the spectacle of their favorite sport, and so they were just displaying their colors. And that's what I thought of, actually, when I saw, you know, Packers fans and Rams fans and Bears fans all representing in the stands at Wembley Stadium. I thought that was pretty cool, actually.
It's a great analogy, because that's exactly what's happening. And, you know, the question now is, can they get a second game? They're gonna play a second game. Just today, it's sort of been announced that they're talking to the mayor of London, who was at the game at Wembley, about staging it at the Olympic Stadium rather than at Wembley.
How come? What's the difference?
I think the difference is they could probably get a better deal out of the city of London.
Okay.
Than they can at Wembley. Now they have a system that works at Wembley, and Wembley also has the advantage of a lot of luxury boxes.
Okay.
Which right now aren't in the stadium, but I think that the intent is to convert it to a slightly smaller capacity and add luxury boxes. But there would also be that cash being the Olympic Stadium. You know, Wembley's got a certain prominence in British life anyway, but
yep.
Nowadays the Olympics was the biggest success in this country in the last, you know, since World War II, basically. So that would probably be a good thing, or they could do one game in one and one in another, you know, as a starting point. And everybody says, you know, Bob Kraft was talking not all week, because they only got here on Friday, right?
Yeah.
But he was talking about, you know, having a team in London, and you know, realistically, anyone who knows how complicated running an NFL team is knows, you know, that's a long, long way off.
Yep.
But there's no reason why they can't stage multiple exhibition games just to appeal to that crowd that are fans of the game and not necessarily would be fans of the London Broyles or the London whatever they called them.
Yep. Well, I know the Patriots have a lot of fans in the UK, because at Coldheart Football Facts, we've always had a lot of fans from the UK. I think actually directly attributable to you, Mike, because I know you were always a very big supporter of Coldheart in the early days, even before we were nearly as big as we are now. And I know you kind of talked about us, wrote about us on NFLUK.com, and I think we can attribute a lot of those UK fans to you. But I think besides that, I think the Patriots are natural to be popular in the UK just because of the English heritage. And we talked about this actually last week. We talked with the, I don't know if you're a beer drinker, Mike, but we talked with the brewer from Fuller's Brewery in Chiswick.
Yeah, Fuller's used to be my favorite.
Oh, yeah, I love Fuller's. I've been to the brewery quite a bit, and I'm a big fan of theirs. But we talked about it, about the connections culturally, of course, between England and New England. And I don't know if that has any impact. You tell me. Does that have an impact, those going back 300 years, those cultural ties between New England and England? It seems to me, distantly observing it, that there must be something to it. But I, as a New Englander who now lives in England, maybe you can speak to that a little bit better than I can.
You know that Granite State of Mind?
Yep.
Song by the Super Secret Project, you know, that riff on the Alicia Keys thing about New York.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it ends with them saying, they're talking about New Hampshire, obviously, and they say, you know, it's just like old Hampshire, but new. And that's the way I look at it. New England's just like old England, but new.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how much of it is that. I mean, obviously, it's a close connection
in terms of
mileage and physicality. You know, Tampa had a pretty big following in Britain because it's one of those places where people go on vacation, so they would come across the Bucks
also the ownership connection too, right?
Between there was that, and I remember the first time that the Patriots came, I was talking to Bob Kraft while they were practicing at the Oval, and asked if he'd be interested in owning a team in the Premier League.
Yeah,
just a number. You know, Lerner of Cleveland had a team, and the Glazers had a team.
Yep,
and he said, not until they put a salary cap in. It's a mug's game, you know?
You know what? Let's get into that another time. That's a whole other can of worms I'd love to talk about with you someday. But real quick, I know I got two things to ask you before we got to go to the break. And again, we're talking with Mike Carlson, the NFL broadcaster for Channel 4 in the UK and for BBC. Mike,
you guys get hammered by the hurricane?
Not here in Boston, too bad. We actually... some of my coworkers down in New York and my colleagues from Sports Illustrated, my colleagues from Football Nation down in New Jersey. You know, it got really hit bad. It's kind of ugly down there. Up here in Boston, not too bad, Mike.
Yeah, it was the Lord's way of trying to stop Tim Tebow from getting traded.
It might be. It might be. So I know if I would ask you, if I would ask Mike Carlson, and I'm going to ask you right now, the answer to this question, I know the answer, I know you want a team in London as a football fan. Is that realistic? Is it practical? Will we see an NFL team in London?
Well, certainly not before there's one in L.A.
That's
an easy answer. But I think it's a long, long way off. I think there's so many practical difficulties to be settled. You know, I think you're talking maybe 10 years, 15 years before they realistically could get something like that done.
They
would have to be really convinced that the team would draw big crowds for 8 games and make money, and then you'd have to persuade everybody, you know, that they want to live in Britain, and there's just so many things technically that you'd have to go through.
Well, Mike, a pretty good analogy for that. The team that has the longest travel schedule year after year in the NFL are the Seattle Seahawks. And when you look at a map of the United States, it makes sense. Their closest competitor is what? San Francisco, which is, I don't even know, 600, 800 miles away? I mean, you know, Seattle to San Francisco is not it's like going from Boston to South Carolina. It's not a close trip, whereas in the Northeast, you know, you can drive to half the games. Not coincidentally, Seattle has the biggest difference between their home record and away record. They struggle on the road. They're very good at home. And I think that travel has a lot to do with it. And I think just logistically speaking, even in a perfect world, financially and otherwise, that's impractical for a team to actually play in London and compete realistically week in and week out in the NFL.
Yeah,
that, to me, is the biggest concern.
Every game is like that. But more importantly, you've got problems like, do the players come over with work permits and live there for 6 months?
Yep.
Do they do their preseason in the U.S. and then come over just for the season? Do their families come with them?
Yep.
You know, there's a real can of worms just on the logistical side beyond the games. Do they run a front office, you know, their front office operation somewhere in the States and just have a ticket selling operation in Britain? There's all kinds of questions that nobody really thinks about, but you know, they solved them for NFL Europe because that was basically guys coming over for 10 weeks.
Yep.
And had the motivation of getting into the NFL to make it work for them. But this, when you're talking about a whole season and, you know, August through, potentially January if you go through the playoffs. That's a long time to be away from home.
No, absolutely, absolutely. So, final question, Mike, before we go to break. I know you went to Wesleyan College a couple years ago. We don't need to know what year it was, but
Look at Phil, and I was three years ahead of Phil.
Fair enough. So you guys were college classmates, and I understand you played lacrosse together. Is that true?
Yeah, I was a senior when he was a freshman, and for some reason he didn't play football his freshman year. And that was, I think, if I remember right, the first year freshmen were eligible for the varsity.
Okay.
So I didn't play football with him, but then in the spring we played lacrosse.
So you played lacrosse and football?
Yeah, both, yeah.
No kidding, all right.
He came right into the starting lineup, basically, as a defenseman. And we had a very small team in the sense of not many guys.
Yeah.
Our second best midfielder went off to work on the Muskie campaign, which tells you a lot about Wesleyan. You know, I didn't know him all that well, basically.
Yeah.
But he was obviously a bright guy. He was obviously a serious guy. He was one of the few guys who asked me about all the sticks I carried around, because I played midfield. By then, I was playing midfield. I was playing attack. When we switched midfields, if we had a penalty, I would play defense on the man down, or if it was on a midfielder, I'd play midfield with my defense stick, and I was the backup goalie. So I used to carry this whole pile of sticks out there. Bill was the only guy who ever asked me about that, and I was really impressed with that.
Yeah, he was interested in the subtleties of the game, obviously, at that age.
He's not a great athlete, which you can almost tell looking at him.
Is it true you stuffed him in the locker, Mike?
No.
No, there's no truth to that rumor. Okay.
But I'll tell you one thing. If you go into Sports Illustrated's archives and you look at Peter King's profile of Bill, there's something that was known in the Patriots locker room as the picture. And it's a picture of that lacrosse team.
Really?
Bill's standing in the back row with this kind of modified beetle haircut.
Yep. He's still kind of sporting that today, isn't he?
Yeah. And I'm sitting in the front row, and with a haircut that's sort of half Mark Bolan and half Linda Gray out of Dallas. It looks it doesn't quite look like even a Division III college varsity team. It looks kind of like a picnic for a bunch of disc jockeys or something, refugees from Haight-Ashbury. But it is a pretty cool picture, and apparently he took a lot of stuff in the Patriot locker room from the players.
All right, well, I'm gonna Google that when we're on the break here, Mike. Listen, I appreciate you coming on. It was great to talk to you. I'm glad we were finally able to catch up, and look forward to maybe catching up with you again before the end of the season.
Yeah, anytime. We do the Sunday night games, so I'm always happy to talk about them.
All right, beautiful. Mike Collison, folks, the NFL broadcaster for Channel 4 and the BBC in the UK. We will be back on the other side, break down a little bit more Rams-Patriots. Start looking forward to the rest of the season here on the Cold Hard Football Facts on Patriots.com.
Cold Hard Football Facts on Patriots.com. The truth hurts.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is your Bridgestone Tire headquarters in New England. We have thousands of quality Bridgestone tires in stock at great prices. Save big on such tires as the Bridgestone Dueler HL Alenza, Turanza EL 400, the Dueler HT and AT, and the Potenza G0 19 Grid. And if you're looking for a quality tire to get you through the winter, we have Bridgestone Blizzak tires in stock now. Remember, we are New England's headquarters for top flight maintenance with over 100 ASC certified master technicians on staff. Utilizing state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment, plus easy online appointments, comfortable waiting areas with free Wi-Fi, free shuttle service, over 65 locations across New England, and the best customer service in the industry. Check out the everyday low prices on Bridgestone tires and make your appointment today at SullivanTire.com. This approval solely for the purpose of evaluating compliance with Bridgestone's co-op policy. This approval does not in any way constitute, and Bridgestone expressly disclaims, any legal opinion or representation that the ad complies with any applicable laws, rules, or regulations.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
This is Rob Gronkowski. I get lots of mail from fans asking me how they can be more like me, Gronk. It's easy. First, just head down to Dunkin' Donuts and pick up a freshly made bakery sandwich. Second, get a sweet nickname. Third, bench press 225 pounds 28 times. That's it. You're just like me, Gronk. Now hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab a bakery sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'.
Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots, LLC.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, Better Banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank, member FDIC.
And now Ray Lewis, mic'd up at Congregation.
Dear Jesus, it's Ray Ray again, number 54.
That's right, baby. Tell him, baby.
Lord,
woo,
please take away the tear in my triceps.
Heal him, Lord. Heal him, Lord. Oh,
and please, Lord Jesus, fill the gaping holes in our run defense. Lord, fill those holes.
Heal him, Lord. Oh, praise be Jesus.
And please, Lord, please, Lord Jesus, answer the following question.
What time is it, Danger? What time is it, Danger?
Amen, baby.
Amen.
Amen.
Ray.
What?
Ray.
What?
It's God.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there aren't any dogs in the house. Michael Vick used them all several years ago. However, I offer you some reassurance.
Yeah.
To answer your question, woof woof.
Amen.
Amen, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
Mic'd Up at Congregation is filmed before a live studio audience.
A little Sherman Helmsley from the show Amen. Did you ever watch that show, Carrie?
Amen, but wasn't Sherman Helmsley from the Jeffersons?
Well, yeah, he was there too, but Amen was later on in his life.
Yeah, no, I think my pop culture references ended with the Jeffersons, like 1981. With a flock of seagulls and the Jeffersons. When those both went out of favor, that's when I know nothing since then.
Fair enough. It is the Cold Hard Football Facts radio program on Patriots.com. We're wrapping up the first hour, and in light of Mike Carlson's insight, I would love to hear Bill Belichick talk about those lacrosse sticks, too. I'm sure that they would just be, you know, what they are.
It's funny, the fact that Bill Belichick was so interested in the minutiae of lacrosse back in 1963, it was pretty telling. I really had wished that Mike had shoved Bill Belichick in a locker, because then we would have had a Cold Hard Football Facts radio exclusive here at Patriots.com.
Yeah, it is. I did have to laugh to myself when that was. One of the stories that that he brought up is the fact that Belichick was interested in his sticks, because, you know, as soon as he got the intel and the info on those sticks, he had to figure out if those were the kinds of sticks that he needed. And yeah, he's a pretty he's done pretty well for himself, hasn't he, Belichick?
as a lacrosse coach, I don't think so.
No. Okay.
Hey, are you a lacrosse guy at all, or do you know much about it?
Yeah,
I had never seen a lacrosse stick until I got to college, my freshman year at Boston College. I was a public school kid, Pat. As you can probably tell, I don't have much going for me. I went to public school, Quincy High School. And I go to Boston College. Somehow I got in. I don't know how. I was probably like a charity case. And my roommate was a prep school kid from Choate Rosemary Hall, which is like, there we go, an exclusive, what a far Boston there, this exclusive prep school. And my roommate, who's actually a good guy, I'm still friends with him 25 years later, but he had a lacrosse stick. I'd never seen a lacrosse stick. And now, all around Boston, even in like towns like Quincy, lacrosse is big. It's become a big sport, and I'd never even seen a lacrosse stick until I got to college.
Well, that is just enlightening to know.
Yeah, was that a story I should have not shared with the public?
No, I actually want you to tell it again, and we'll have some dramatic music and add some sound effects.
Well, we had the full Boston fight song.
That's true. Let's continue on with a couple of icy issues.
All right.
Before we go into our top five before break. Your icy issue, based on the current trends of the NFL, if all things remain equal and stay the same, and as we know, that's not going to happen. But J.J. Watt is currently the front runner for MVP of the league. Is that a cold, hard fact?
That is not a cold, hard football fact, Pat. And let me tell you why. As much as I've been dressed as a J.J. Watt cheerleader tonight, okay, for Halloween.
Okay.
I've been leading the Houston Texans J.J. Watt bandwagon, playing tuba and kazoo at the front of the bandwagon since.
And a blowhorn
since August. And I don't know if the Houston Texans have a fight song. We need to find one. I've been talking about him all year, and I think they're living up to the hype. They're really good. He's been a great player, a breakout performance. He actually had his breakout performance in the playoff game against the Bengals, you know, back in January. With that said, I have no hope that voters will actually vote for a defensive player. It's the same thing, whether it's Heisman Trophy or NFL MVP. We don't vote for defensive players. I don't know why, but we only vote for offensive players. So he will not win it.
Okay. Both Michael Vick and Andy Reid will be fired by the Philadelphia Eagles by this time next year. In other words, by the end of this season. How about that?
Reid definitely will. I mean, I don't know if he'll be fired before the end of the season, but barring a dramatic turnaround that ends in at least a deeper end of the playoffs, this is Andy Reid's last year. The Michael Vick situation, a little more difficult, you know, with the, and I don't honestly know the details of his contract situation. I don't know what they're on the hook for, but it's obviously when a team struggles, and they've struggled for a couple of years now, the head coach goes first. I think there's a very good likelihood we may see, again, barring the minutiae of the contract situation, could see Michael Vick back in training camp next year and not see Andy Reid anywhere to be found in Philadelphia.
Fair enough. Your next icy issue, Jordy Nelson is more valuable to the Packers' passing game than Greg Jennings.
You've stumped me. You have stumped the Potentate of Pigskin. Congratulations.
Really?
I think you get a prize. I think you get to
tweet.
Yeah. I don't know what that prize is, but I don't know about that. I really don't. I think he's kind of, you know, the Wes Welker of the, with more breakout skills, maybe, you know, more long field skills, you know, for the Packers, you know, comparing him to Wes Welker from the Patriots. I think he's a great player, and I don't know, honestly, Pat. I don't know how to answer who's more valuable right now to the Packers offense. I think really at the end of the day, all that matters is Aaron Rodgers. Is he quarterback? And great quarterbacks make even average receivers look good. You know, you can put Jordy Nelson and Greg Jennings with Blaine Gabbert, and they're going to be terrible receivers. I believe quarterbacks make the receiver and receivers don't make the quarterback, so I'm not too caught up on that. But I was sitting in the end zone at the Super Bowl, the Packers still a Super Bowl, when Jordy Nelson had his great breakout game against the Steelers. That was kind of the game that put him on the map, and I believe he scored two touchdowns that game, both of them right in front of me. And just a great performance, and what a great player he's been for the Packers since then.
Your final IC issue, the longtime offensive lineman for the Minnesota Vikings and now a backup for the Baltimore Ravens, Bryant McKinney, would make for an outstanding party host.
I tell you, if we can get Bryant, by the way, is it any coincidence we've never seen Frankie C and Bryant McKinney at the same strip club at the same time?
This is a valid question.
We're gonna have to bring this up with him. Maybe Frankie C is his alter ego is Bryant McKinney. If you didn't see it, folks, allegedly a $375,000 strip club tab. Is that the story?
Yeah, it's basically not necessarily a specific tab, but unpaid tabs, bills, and apparently was at the King Diamond Strip Club in Florida that he frequented. And McKinney's side is saying, you know, this is not true, and that the owner, who happens to be the son of the rapper Trick Daddy, which, you know, you can't make that stuff
no,
up.
No, you can't.
But he is arguing that that guy did make that up, and he's just trying to take advantage of McKinney standing as a million-dollar athlete. But McKinney did take out a $4.5 million loan with the player fund. So as far as McKinney having assets right now, probably not a good time to ask for money.
Well, I got to tell you, me and my buddy, I won't even mention his name, from New Jersey, blew through like $1,000 once at Scores in Manhattan in the space of 15 minutes. And I was mesmerized by how fast the money went. $375,000, if true, is a whole nother. I mean, that is the big leagues of strip club. There's got to be a name for the disease. I don't know. But that is
addiction.
What's that? Addiction?
Yes.
Simple enough. Fair enough. I mean, that's crazy money, man. How'd you? I mean, I don't know. I don't get it. That's a different world. But I'm gonna get Frankie C's professional advice when we talk to him on the other side, because I don't think anyone in the Cold Hard Football Facts Football Nation family is a greater expert on gentlemen's clubs than Frankie C.
This is probably an accurate statement. We're going to do one last Dicey issue, and then we're going to bring on Frankie C. after the break. This one's very near and dear to the New England Patriots family, and it was based off of an article that was on WEEI earlier this week. Rob Gronkowski, Big Gronk, will retire as the most prolific pass-catching tight end in the history of the NFL. Is that a cold, hard football fact?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say no. That is not a cold, hard football fact. He's certainly on pace to do it, okay?
Okay.
But he's still in his third year. He's played 2.5 years of football. I don't want to extrapolate that far out. I mean, clearly, right now, he's put up greater numbers than any tight end in the history of football, including last year, you know, a record for touchdown receptions by a tight end, record for receiving yards by a tight end, plays with a great quarterback. But you know what? What happens in 3 years when he's no longer playing with Tom Brady? What happens when he has an injury? You know, there's just too many things that can go wrong for him, for us to say now that he's going to go down as the greatest, most productive tight end of all time.
At what point do you think it is fair to start forecasting that? I mean, is it a matter of just staying healthy for another 2 or 3 years and making sure Brady's upright? Because I don't see anybody. I mean, he's already halfway. He's got, what, almost 40 touchdowns in his career.
Yeah,
right,
34, now. You know, 34 through you know, 2.5 seasons. By the way, I'm just looking up, how many touchdowns do you think Kellen Winslow, right, widely regarded as one of the 3 or 4 greatest tight ends of all time?
Yes.
How many touchdowns do you think Kellen Winslow scored in his, what, 10-year career, 10-year career?
I'm just going to guess, like, 45.
Did you look that up?
No, I just guessed.
He's 45. He scored 45 touchdowns in his career.
God, I am on fire. I just stumped you, and I shot. Everyone's going to think that was planned. That was not planned, folks.
It was not planned, folks. It was never totally.
I was getting ready to make a joke about how Kellen Winslow is also the all-time leader in tight ends for tight ends who have fathered soldiers, meaning his son, who gave that awesome speech about being a soldier.
Soldier!
See?
Yeah, talk about a move there. Talk about a press conference in the locker room that backfired on a guy's career.
I'm going to wear my camouflage soldier tonight, trick-or-treating, and people are going to ask me what I am, and I'm going to say Kellen Winslow
Jr. I'm a beeping soldier.
He is. He doesn't give a hell.
Well, listen, man, Kellen Winslow, I'm just looking him up, and I didn't know that. I looked it up as we're going. I mean, I looked it up off the top of my head. I mean, you can look up any of these guys, and Kellen Winslow, 45 touchdowns in his career. Rob Gronkowski, already 34 in 2.5 seasons, so.
Kellen Winslow went to my alma mater, University of Missouri, by the way.
Really?
That one out there, yes.
Really? He was a Wildcat. Too bad they didn't play in the
Tiger.
SEC. I mean, a Tiger, I'm sorry. And I'm supposed to know my college football. I mean, too bad, you know, but if he played in the SEC back in the day, who knows what he would have done in his career.
True. Well, according to Steve Spurrier, Alabama is an NFL caliber team. Read about that today, which we can discuss more of in hour number two. We're going to go to a break right now. Frankie C. is waiting patiently on the line. We'll talk to him on the other side. He's going to talk about Bryant McKinney, I would have to assuming that they aren't the same person.
He's just a gigolo, man. He's going to lay it down.
He is going to lay it down. So we'll do all of that and get you to your stat attack and more cold, hard football facts on Patriots.com right after the break.
The cold, hard football facts. Crushing wayward opinions since 1869.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is your Bridgestone Tire headquarters in New England. We have thousands of quality Bridgestone tires in stock at great prices. Save big on such tires as the Bridgestone Dueler HL Alenza, Turanza EL400, the Dueler HT and AT, and the Potenza G0 19 Grid. And if you're looking for a quality tire to get you through the winter, we have Bridgestone Blizzak tires in stock now. Remember, we are New England's headquarters for top flight maintenance with over 100 ASC certified master technicians on staff. Utilizing state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment, plus easy online appointments, comfortable waiting areas with free Wi-Fi, free shuttle service, over 65 locations across New England, and the best customer service in the industry. Check out the everyday low prices on Bridgestone tires and make your appointment today at SullivanTire.com. This approval is solely for the purpose of evaluating compliance with Bridgestone's co-op policy. This approval does not in any way constitute, and Bridgestone expressly disclaims, any legal opinion or representation that the ad complies with any applicable laws, rules, or regulations.
name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the Red Zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
This is Rob Gronkowski. I get lots of mail from fans asking me how they can be more like me, Gronk. It's easy. First, just head down to Dunkin' Donuts and pick up a freshly made bakery sandwich. Second, get a sweet nickname. Third, bench press 225 pounds 28 times. That's it. You're just like me, Gronk. Now hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab a bakery sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'.
Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots, LLC.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank. Member FDIC.
It is now time for the Frankie C. Report with America's number one purveyor of Tom Brady pajamas, Frankie C.
Well, folks, welcome back to the Cold Hard Football Facts here on Patriots.com. I am Kerry J. Byrne, joined as always by Patrick Emig in lovely St. Louis. And here at the top of the hour, we are always joined by Frankie C., who is probably dressing up this evening for Halloween in one of his 20 different pairs of Tom Brady pajamas.
I've got the silk ones on this year.
The silk? Oh, wow. It's a very erotic Halloween for Frankie C. then. So how you doing, man? How are things going?
Good.
What was your take on the big Rams game in London? As kind of our most hardcore Patriots fan here, you have to be feeling pretty good about the way the Patriots dominated. What had been a pretty decent St. Louis Rams team.
Can I be honest?
No, Pat, don't be honest.
Okay, well, here's what happened. Pat actually posted on my Facebook page. He left a puddle of Facebook on my page
Yep.
about how it was going to be the upset of the year. And to be quite honest, you know, before the game really got underway, I was nervous that he was right. I did not have a lot of confidence going into that game. And then suddenly, out of nowhere, the 2007 Patriots showed up and just spanked the hell out of that team. I mean, it was awesome.
I did not expect to see that. I'm actually surprised a man like you to admit a moment of weakness cheering for your Patriots.
It's been a tough, it's been an up-and-down season. But, hey, you know what? I'm glad you guys were talking Gronkowski a second ago because, as I stated pretty clearly a couple weeks ago, he's going to go down as the best tight end in history. I took the liberty of digging up a couple stats. You know,
okay.
That's my thing. I'm the stat guy, right?
Well, so, I'm the stat guy. You're,
oh,
you know,
oh,
let's,
was
not,
you.
Let's not
all
step
right,
in
I
my...
must be the drunk then.
No. No, I'm the drunk too, Paul,
oh,
Frank.
Okay. So, well, I like to party. Anyway,
okay.
you know that Gronk is averaging, what, 11 and change touchdowns per season? You know, and Ditka played, let's see, 12 years and averaged somewhere in the neighborhood of a little less than four a year.
Yep.
Kellen Winslow played, looks like about 9 years, and he averaged...
He averaged five per year. We looked it up. Actually, we talked about it, and Pat nailed it. Kellen Winslow scored 45 touchdowns in his entire career. He's in the Hall of Fame as one of the all-time great tight ends.
Right. Right. I kept on going. I looked up just I pulled a familiar name off the top of my head, Jeremy Shockey. He played for, I guess he's all done now. He played for somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 years, and he had, oh, I'm looking for the touchdowns. There it is, 37. So that's 3.7 a year. Tony Gonzalez, maybe, and actually, after looking at Tony Gonzalez's numbers, I mean, this guy, he's a legitimate threat.
Yeah,
I think he's probably already overtaken Ditka in my mind, but I think this is the guy that Gronkowski has to shoot for. He's played now; he's in his 16th year, and he has 99 touchdowns. Which, I mean, if you average it out, that's not a whole lot of 6.18 touchdowns per season. Which isn't a lot, but he's got the whole endurance thing going.
Well, listen, in your defense, in the defense of the Rob Gronkowski crowd, and listen, I'm not anti-Gronkowski, I'm just saying it's only been 2.5 years. Obviously the numbers are historic, Frank, but let me throw out some stuff to you. Let me throw out some cold hot football facts at you. You know, NFL Network does these top 10 shows all the time, and I've actually been fortunate to be a part of a bunch of them, and they did one on the best tight ends in NFL history, and I believe John Mackey was number one, the greatest tight end of all time.
Wow.
38 career touchdowns. Rob Gronkowski, 34 in 2.5 years.
Right,
so,
now, yeah.
I mean, that speaks that tight ends historically do not put up big, big numbers. They really, if ever, have 1,000-yard seasons. Very few tight ends have had 1,000-yard seasons. So Gronkowski's production is clearly the greatest of all time at this point in his career. But the game has changed. It's a lot different than it was before. He's playing with the Hall of Fame quarterback. I'm just saying, you know, Let's not say he's the greatest ever after 2.5 years. Is he the greatest ever 2.5 years into his career?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay. It's impossible to argue otherwise. But all I'm saying is let's not say he's the greatest ever quite yet. Simple as that.
He's on his way. That's all I'm arguing.
Fair enough. So.
And I still think he can outbench Mike Ditka because Ditka's 73.
Don't. Let's not get crazy, Frank. We're gonna all have right. to. You know, we might have to cut this segment short. Ditka can beat a hurricane.
All right.
Did you actually see ESPN did a segment, what's tougher, Mike Ditka or Hurricane Sandy? And they asked Ditka the question, and he said, of course, me.
What's he going to say?
Of course. What's he going to say? He's Mike Ditka.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what do you got, Frank? Usually bring some history, too, to the table.
Okay,
what's going on this week?
It's been a busy week for birthdays this week. We got some pretty interesting stuff. We'll start back on October 27th. And back in 1984, Brady Quinn, knee of the starting job down in Kansas City, was born, and that would make him 28 this year. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, how'd that work out? Pat, do you follow Kansas City at all, being a Missouri guy, or are you strictly St. Louis?
I don't particularly follow the Chiefs. I get stuck watching them if they, you know, are the CBS game of the week.
Okay.
But I do know the Chiefs fans absolutely just despise Matt Cassel. And we saw that earlier from a national perspective when the fans were kind of cheering his injury a few weeks ago. And then poor old Brady Quinn gets his start finally, and look what happens. I mean, they're an absolute mess right now.
They are an absolute mess. I don't know what fans would think. I mean, I can understand not liking Matt Cassel, but why go not? Why go, you know, what did you think you were going to get out of Brady Quinn? I mean,
hey,
what
I'll tell
you
what,
think?
Those 3 minutes of Brady Quinn's game, I mean, there was a lot of potential there before he could concussed.
Hey, let me tell you, we're going to talk more about this in Stat Attack, and I know you have a lot of facts to talk about, Frank, but just quickly, okay, looking at my Kansas City Chiefs-San Diego Chargers game chart We size up every opponent in 20 different quality stats at Cold Hot Football Facts Insider. The Chiefs are basically 29th or worse in like 18 of our or 16 of our 20 different indicators. I mean, they're 32nd in.
That's 80%, Kerry.
What's that?
I said that's 80%. They're 29th or worse in 80% of the categories.
And listen to this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm counting as we. They're dead last in the NFL in 7 of 20 indicators. More than one third. They're the worst team in the league.
Goodness.
It's horrible.
Tough year. I guess this means that Romeo Crennel will be available to coordinate someone's defense next season.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. It also means you got to bring up something better than Brady Quinn, Frankie C. What's up with that?
All right, well, let's get pop culture on it. Does anybody remember the movie The Adventures of Ford Fairlane starring Andrew Dice Clay?
Of course, yeah, yeah. Now, I almost bought a Ford Fairlane once because of that movie. Anyway, go on.
His leading lady in that movie, Lauren Holly, turned 49 on October 28th. And can I just say, that girl kept up really nicely. Very good-looking woman still.
She's super hot. She actually is so hot that if I would take her as a pigskin prognosticating muse.
Really? Ooh. Instead of Katherine Jenkins?
Even at 49?
I'm not comparing anyone. I'm saying if she was there as the muse, I would accept it willingly. She was outstanding in NCIS. She played the role of the director for a couple of years before she got shot by the bad guys, and she was hot in that, too.
Goddamn bad guys!
It's always the bad guys. It's always the terrorists.
I mean, listen, she's a pretty lady, and she's a redhead, too, I think.
Yeah, well, she said various colors of hair.
Well, listen, I've been going through a redhead phase for the last 4 or 5 years of my life. And no, seriously, I came late to the redheads. And so I admire that, but she's not nearly as buxom as Katherine Jenkins, our new real and spectacular pigskin prognosticating muse at Cold Hard Insider.
That Katherine Jenkins is a nice lady.
Unbelievable. Now, did you do a double take when she came out and sang God Save the Something or Other?
To be quite honest, I missed the whole performance.
Why?
I like to prep. You know, I can't just sit down on the couch and watch a game. I got to get a couple drinks into me before I even get started. I was out at the bar. I raced home in time for kickoff.
You were passed out before 1 o'clock, weren't you?
I was passed out. Yeah.
Maybe I just drank to get drunk.
Frankie admitted you were absolutely terrified after Chris Givens' 50-yard touchdown to open that game and gave the Rams a 7-0 lead. You thought that might actually be it.
I won't lie. I was a puddle on the floor. Every bit of air was deflated out of me. I thought the game was over. I was like, this can't be happening. All right, moving on. October 28th, still. Let's harken back to the days of the dangerous Denver Broncos back in the late 90s.
Yep.
To talk about Terrell Davis, who turns 40 on October 28th, just a couple days ago.
So Terrell Davis is almost 3 years younger than me?
Yeah.
Wow, that is a sobering dose of
cold, hard reality, right?
I was going to say a very bad word, reality, but cold, hard reality, I guess, is the way to say.
That's probably the way to go.
Yeah,
he's young, and we're not young.
Well, he also is one of the best migraine headache athletes in the history of sports, too. His ability to con. What Super Bowl was it? Was that against the Packers where he had the migraine?
Was it the Packers Super Bowl or the Falcons Super Bowl?
It was definitely the Packers. It was 97. It was the year after the Packers won. They went back to the Super Bowl against the Broncos.
Okay.
And Davis was up and down throughout the game with his migraines. You know, that guy really should be congratulated. He paved the way for future migraine players like Percy Harvin and who else had migraines?
He paved the way for Percy Harvin. I would guess. They all play like it.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, they all have migraines. All right, what other birthdays do we got? Do we have any Halloween birthdays, or do we get some before then?
We have a couple before then. October 30th was a big day in history. Back in 1938, Orson Welles did his broadcast of the War of the Worlds, which sent everybody screaming bloody murder into the streets looking for
Martians.
For Martians, yeah. That was an interesting day.
Do you imagine if Kerry was around back then and Kerry was the potentate of pigskin and he was just scaring people, telling them that the cold hard trolls were coming to take everyone away?
Well, we had a crisis like that in Quincy when they said we ran out of beer at the Packy on Sunday.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, my God, talk about blood loss. Talk about the worst of humanity.
The running of the drunks.
The running of the
very scary day.
It's a weekly running, the annual running of the drunks through the streets of Quincy. It's not. I know you want to come. You're going to come up for a game this year, Pat. Do not come up for the running of the drunks. Inspired by that moment when we ran out of beer all those years ago.
Fair enough. Keep that in mind.
In 1974, on October 30th, the Rumble in the Jungle took place between Muhammad Ali and George Foreman.
Really?
Yes, in a generation of grilled food. Thanks to them all.
Was that the one in Zaire? Is that what that was?
It was. Kins. Kinshasa.
Yeah, and I think Zaire had a different name back in the day. It was
My pronunciation of Italian African provinces is... Sorry. Go ahead, Pat.
Wasn't it Congo, the Republic of Congo?
It was the Congo.
Then?
Yeah, there I was in the Congo.
All right, moving on. 1936, Dick Vermeil was born on October 30th.
Really? And Pat has had many a good cry with Mr. Vermeil.
Everybody's had a good cry with Dick Vermeil.
Pat, what do you think, being a Rams fan, a guy who went out in a blaze of glory for your St. Louis Rams, but also in a blaze of blubbering, unmanly idiocy? I mean, what's your take on that?
On why he left?
No, on you know, what's your take on Vermeil? Is he...
Were you embarrassed by the
waterworks? Were you embarrassed, or were you proud that he was your guy, man enough to show emotion, or did you think he was a pussy who should have toughened up?
I don't care what you do as long as you win.
He's got a good point.
As soon as they won the Super Bowl, I can take all the tears and all the post-press conference cries and everything.
Did you cry a little bit too, Pat? Did you cry along with him?
I did when he left, yeah. And then when Mike Martz came, it was more like my tears turned to being high on something. I felt like I was on drugs every year I watched the Rams under Mike Martz.
Tonight, the dynasty is born, baby.
I got to tell you, that Tonight the Dynasty is Born is legendary in Boston sports because it proved to be the night that a dynasty was born, just not the one that Ricky Parole expected. And, I mean, that's probably one of the top five, stick-it-to-your Boston sports moments, Frank.
Actually, as the game was going on last Sunday, you know, it was like 28-7 or something, and that line kept echoing through my head, a dynasty
tonight,
is born.
Tonight, the dynasty is born, baby.
Thank you, Ricky. Well said.
All right. What else we got for birthdays here? What other great moments in history do we got for
October 30th? Henry Winkler, the Fonz,
hey.
Back in 1945. Hey.
Now, Pat, you're not old enough to remember when we were kids when Fonzie was literally the coolest guy in the history of the world. And looking back on it now, it's like, what was America thinking?
Hey, man, I was Fonzie back when I was like six for Halloween. I had that sweet-ass pull-up plastic costume with the Fonz mask. Hey, it even said A across the front of the chest.
I remember playing the Fonzie board game with my friends as a kid.
I don't remember.
Yeah, that's pretty sad. I mean, they actually had a Happy Days Fonzie board game, and it was like you couldn't escape the Fonz. It
was the game much like your friends, invisible and imaginary?
And no, that was when I used to keep Strat-O-Matic football stats, playing both teams myself in seventh grade. It was a tough period in my life.
You were a popular kid, I can tell.
seems like the Fonz to you guys is who Zach Morris was to my generation.
No,
because I think Zach Morris was actually, in retrospect, you can see why he might have been a cool kid. The Fonz, you look back and say, what the hell were we thinking?
What? Fonz was anti-establishment, man. Fonz stuck it to the man.
Fonzie's greatest accomplishment was jumping 13 barrels, okay?
Fonzie jumped a shock. Did you
No, but that was not cool. Anyway, you know, that's why we get the phrase jump the shock. He ruined an entire generation of America by
whoever
jumping the shock.
Whoever said that was a nerd.
No,
he
it was
like,
much,
you know, the Richie Cunningham of his town, and he was jealous of the farm.
It was much cooler to jump 13 barrels in front of Al's diner.
So you claim.
Yep.
Moving on, October 31st. Today's date, back in 1941, after 14 years of work, Mount Rushmore was completed. Congratulations to the builders.
It was completed on Halloween, really?
Yes. Supposedly.
I insist they should put my face on Mount Studmore, as I've said before.
Well, I don't believe that at all, Kerry. I do believe, though, that whoever invented yoga pants, all these pants that all these women are wearing now, that guy or woman should have her face on Mount Rushmore.
I would like to agree, Pat, but you know what? I've seen too many poor applications of that, you know?
You're getting a round of applause from Kevin in the studio for that one, Pat. I would put that guy and the person who carved Katherine Jenkins from a block of womanly awesomeness on Mount Rushmore, too.
Go to the local Walmart.
All right, Frank. Give us one more, then we got to run to a break.
Okay, one more.
You're not running anywhere, Kerry. Quit.
Well, we're going to waddle to the break.
Waddle to the break. Well, we have a choice. Also on October 31st, we got in 1951, Nick Saban was born, and in 1967... Ooh. The cultural icon that was Vanilla Ice was born.
Nick Saban and Vanilla Ice share the same birthday. That's interesting. There's some sort of cosmic chemistry there.
So does Ad-Rock of the Beastie Boys.
Really?
All of them.
Is he the one who died?
No.
Okay.
It's the one that's still alive.
I mean, I'm a Nick Saban fan. He's a mirror image of Belichick. He doesn't say anything. He wins football games, and he's going to probably win another national championship this year. I think I mean, and he's beloved, especially down south. How do you not like Saban?
I wish I was Saban. I want to be. Wouldn't it be great to be like Pete Carroll at USC or Saban at Alabama or, you know, or some other, you know, legendary, or maybe like Joe Paterno?
Jesus. I know what you're saying. Let's not go there.
Maybe not Joe.
But yeah, a guy who's like above reproach, who's just like the king of the town, you know? The potent, an actual real potentate of pigskin, not an imaginary one like me.
It's largely a symbolic title, but yeah.
All right, Frank. Well, listen, we appreciate all the 411. I use that again, all the knowledge. And we'll look forward to talking to you next week, man.
All right, guys. Take it easy.
All right, when we come back, we're going to talk to fantasy football expert Bill Enright from footballnation.com and ffchamps.com. This guy's going to bring a world of knowledge. Join us on the other side of the break.
The Cold Hard Football Facts, brought to you by Payne.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is your Bridgestone Tire headquarters in New England. We have thousands of quality Bridgestone tires in stock at great prices. Save big on such tires as the Bridgestone Dueler HL Alenza, Turanza EL400, the Dueler HT and AT, and the Potenza G019 Grid. And if you're looking for a quality tire to get you through the winter, we have Bridgestone Blizzak tires in stock now. Remember, we are New England's headquarters for top flight maintenance with over 100 ASC certified master technicians on staff. Utilizing state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment, plus easy online appointments, comfortable waiting areas with free Wi-Fi, free shuttle service, over 65 locations across New England, and the best customer service in the industry. Check out the everyday low prices on Bridgestone tires and make your appointment today at SullivanTire.com. This approval solely for the purpose of evaluating compliance with Bridgestone's co-op policy. This approval does not in any way constitute, and Bridgestone expressly disclaims, any legal opinion or representation that the ad complies with any applicable laws, rules, or regulations.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Hope's up, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
This is Rob Gronkowski. I get lots of mail from fans asking me how they can be more like me, Gronk. It's easy. First, just head down to Dunkin' Donuts and pick up a freshly made bakery sandwich. Second, get a sweet nickname. Third, bench press 225 pounds 28 times. That's it. You're just like me, Gronk. Now hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab a bakery sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'.
Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots, LLC.
ice cold fantasy advice.
I'm Barry Matthews with your ice cold fantasy advice for Cold Hard Football Facts on Patriots.com. This week, I urge you to avoid starting Tom Brady. Even though he's coming off a 304-yard performance against the Rams with four touchdowns, I don't expect Brady to produce very much this week with the Patriots on a bye. I also urge you to avoid using fantasy football champs. Those guys Bill and Todd stole my job 3 years ago. I should be hosting that show. All I have to say is, watch out for the trick-or-treaters, Bill, because Barry Matthews is coming for you. With your ice cold fantasy advice, I'm a disgruntled employee.
Well, that was Barry Matthews. I don't know how much stock we put in his fantasy advice each week, but he always brings something to the table. But if you really want the best fantasy football advice in the business, you talk to Bill Enright from FFChamps.com and FootballNation.com, also the host of Fantasy Football Champs here on Patriots.com each Tuesday, 4 to 6 p.m., and FootballNation.com each Thursday, 4 to 6 p.m., with co-host Todd DeVries. Bill, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Carrie. How are you?
I hope you know that our ice-cold fantasy expert might be coming after you this Halloween. So
I heard. You know, Halloween is probably my least favorite holiday. I scare off all the kids when they come to bang on my door, trick-or-treaters. I hate them. I'm trying to get work done. I got people banging on my door all nonstop. But I don't think any of that's happened in this year. Because my entire town is without power.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, one reason we have you on, Bill. Obviously, we wanted to have you on this week, Bill, for your knowledge and your fantasy advice. But this is usually our tailgate segment each week on coldhardfootballfacts on patriots.com. But, you know, we thought it'd be worth talking to you because you're in New Jersey. You were kind of literally in the eye of the storm over the last couple of days. And how are things down there in your world? I know it's kind of been rocked there, and things are a little chaotic in your part of the country.
Yeah, luckily, where I am in North Jersey, it was very bad with the wind, and obviously people closer to the Hudson River and the New York City area was flooded with the river coming over the bank. The Jersey Shore, the Barrier Islands, where I have my summer house and my grandparents live, and
yep.
my uncle has his chiropractic practice down there, that's completely devastated. You know, they're saying $20 billion in damages down there. You know, just looking at pictures online on my smartphone, because I don't have any internet access, it just is incredible. Things that I've seen, you know, way before there was a Snooki in a situation down there, Billy E was tearing it up in the Jersey Shore. And, you know, that's a place that I grew up in, and it's definitely heart-wrenching seeing some of the photos that I've looked at. It looks like a bomb was dropped onto the Barrier Islands off the Jersey Shore, and it's completely devastating. I'm probably going to get down there maybe this weekend and see if I can even get to the island. I'm thinking about taking one of my friend's boats and see if my house is still there. I'm not even sure if it's standing right now.
Yeah, that's tough, Bill. It's tough, and I'm sorry you have to deal with that. And, you know, we talked about this off the air before the show, but a good friend of mine has a place, I think not too far from your family's place, in Point Pleasant, and he keeps his boat on the Manasquam River, and he can't even get down. He assumes his boat's gone. He assumes his little bungalow there on the waterfront and near the boardwalk there is gone, and he can't even get down there. And it's obviously a very emotional time for all you guys. So I appreciate you finding time to come on and talk to us a little bit. And by the way, on the football front, is this going to impact the Giants game? The Giants have a big game against the Steelers at MetLife Stadium on Sunday. What's your understanding of, if any, is this storm going to impact that game at all?
Right. So I live about 6 miles, my permanent residence is
yep.
about 6 miles away from MetLife Stadium where the Giants play. And I drove past it the other night, and all the lights are on. The parking lot seems fine. So I think the Giants could have no problem playing. Now it's just a matter of whether or not how many people show up, because think about all the mass transit, the public transportation, all the
yep.
trains, the buses. A lot of those workers and a lot of those people that would normally take transportation route are not going to be able to do that from what I'm hearing on the news and from what I'm kind of seeing in the newspaper. So it might be a little bit of an empty stadium in terms of how many people you're usually seeing at a Giants game.
And maybe this is outside your purview and maybe not something you'd have any insight to, Bill, but let me throw it out there. What about the Giants themselves? Any, I mean, any of them kind of directly affected at all that you've heard or that you know? Or
Actually, a couple of the players live in my town. Some of their offensive linemen live in my town, and I know for a fact they're without.
Clearly,
balance.
Not a quarterback town, then, Bill? Huh?
What's that?
Not. I said clearly not a town for quarterbacks.
No, it is definitely not. But where Eli Manning, he has a place in Hoboken, and that is right on the river.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Hoboken, one of the, you know, if you look at Hoboken, it's directly across the Hudson River
from Manhattan. Yep.
So that place was completely flooded. There's a 6 p.m. curfew because there's all these crime sprees happening and all these trees are down. It's chaotic up here. I mean, I wasn't alive for the 1970s gas shortage, but people are waiting in line just for gas for hours, and it's getting a lot of people are getting very frustrated right now.
All right. Well, you know, our thoughts and prayers with everyone in your neck of the woods, Bill, because it's going to be. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a long time. I don't know if there's much that can be done about it, just trying to heal from Mother Nature. So just our thoughts are with everyone in your neck of the woods. And, you know, let's talk a little football, though, Bill, because I know that's your passion.
Absolutely.
And mine.
That's what's great about sports is, you know, it gives you something to take your mind off the realities, the hard truths of life sometimes.
Yeah, and, you know, remember after 9/11, remember, you know, there's that great video of Michael Strahan talking about what 9/11 meant to him and to be able to come out and play. What, you know, 11, I think they finally played 11 or 12 days after the attacks of 9/11, and there is a certain healing process to football, but maybe somebody who can't be healed, okay? And Pat Emig asked me to ask you a question, okay?
Sure.
As someone who can't be healed, Tony Romo of the Dallas Cowboys, Patrick wants to know, who should he start, and he's serious about this, who should he start in his fantasy on his fantasy team this week, Tony Romo at Atlanta or Andy Dalton versus Denver? And I think there's a little bit of an argument to be made for each, but I'd be interested in hearing if you have who you think's the best bet right there on Sunday.
You know, you look at a guy like Tony Romo last week against the Giants. What did he have? 3 or 4 interceptions, right?
And only 4, I think. Touchdown. Yeah.
Yeah, but he still had 400 something yards, 437 yards. And that's just going off the top of my head. So if you're in a league where you get a lot of bonus points for a passer or a quarterback that gets over 300 yards, 350 yards, 400 yards, Tony Romo might end up being one of the top 5 quarterbacks in terms of fantasy points last week,
yep.
despite the interceptions. So with Andy Dalton, who's he playing? The Broncos, right?
Yep.
So with Andy Dalton playing against the Broncos, look at what the Broncos did to Drew Brees, probably one of the best quarterbacks in the league last week. I think you almost have to go with Romo in that primetime matchup against the Falcons.
Is the Denver defense legit, Bill, in your estimation? I know they had a good game against Drew Brees, which is impressive. I mean, Drew Brees is one of the great gunslingers of our time. I'm not personally sold yet on that Broncos defense, but maybe you can set me straight. I think they still have weaknesses. I don't know if they're going to be there at the end as a legit Super Bowl caliber defense.
You know, the thing about the Broncos defense, it relies so much on their offense. When that offense is clicking and Peyton Manning and Demaryius Thomas and Eric Decker and all those guys are putting up points on the board, it allows their defense to be a little bit more aggressive. That's when you start seeing Von Miller go crazy. Elvis Dumervil starting to get all those sacks. So I think as their offense starts to click, and it's really been clicking over the last few weeks, I think you'll see the Denver defense have a lot more success because of their offense playing so well.
Well, you know what I thought was interesting, and we're writing about it this week on Cold Hard Football Facts and on Sports Illustrated, the teams that rose to the top in the AFC, you know, the AFC's kind of really struggled in the first half of the year. I mean, there's really, at one point, right, two teams had winning records, and I think last week, though, it was kind of a breakout week. I think we're going to look back on Week 8 as kind of a turning point season in the NFL, a turning point week in the NFL season, specifically in the AFC. And what I found fascinating, Bill, who rose to the top in Week 8? Tom Brady with the big win against the Rams. Big Ben with the big win over the Redskins. Peyton Manning with a big win over the Saints.
Right.
The three quarterbacks who have won 10 of the last 11 AFC championships, okay? And all of a sudden, their teams are looking pretty good. And I think at the end of the day, the cream rises to the top in the NFL, especially at quarterback. And I think it's no surprise. All of a sudden, I'm looking at New England, Denver, and Pittsburgh in a different light. And I wonder if that affects, from a fantasy perspective, how you look at those quarterbacks and how you look at other players in those teams. Whether all of a sudden, if I'm playing for the Steelers, I'm more attractive. If I'm playing for the Broncos, I'm more attractive. Or if you were kind of high on all those guys to begin with.
You know, it's funny that you say that, because you think about the best teams in the AFC, and the Baltimore Ravens and the Houston Texans were on a bye. So they didn't even get to show off what they've been doing all season long. So absolutely, I think the Broncos, Steelers, and the Patriots absolutely took a big step forward into cementing themselves into the playoff picture for 2012. Now, from a fantasy football angle, you know, the guys in your team are the guys on your team.
Yep.
If you have Mike Wallace or Ben Roethlisberger from the Steelers, or Demaryius Thomas and Peyton Manning from the Denver Broncos, that's who you have regardless of how well they're playing. Certainly, it makes you feel much better going into the second half of the season and the fantasy football playoffs, which are really just about 6 weeks away in week 14. You're starting to feel better about those guys, because for a while there, you were a little bit nervous about how Ben Roethlisberger would kind of take over this Todd Haley offense, or if Peyton Manning would really get on the same page with his receivers running that no huddle that he's so well known for. So it's certainly a good sign of things to come, especially if you were getting a little worried, because now those guys are starting to play really, really well.
Yeah, and what are your commandments, if I'm not mistaken, at ffchamps.com? Is you and I don't know off the top of my head, so forgive me, but I mean, you want to play the players on good teams. I mean,
Absolutely. They
may be a great player on a bad team, but you know what? Kind of an average player on a great team is better than in fantasy than a great player on a bad team. That's kind of one of your theories. Is that correct?
Absolutely. One of the 10 commandments for winning fantasy football: draft players that are on good teams.
Yep.
And you hit the nail on the head, Terry. You want guys that you know they're going to get the opportunity in the red zone to put points on the board. And when they put points on the board in the real NFL, your fantasy football team has success in result of that.
Yeah. Bill, how many fantasy football teams do you have right now? How many different leagues are you in?
I mean, it's hard.
Keep it to single digits, because I can't count too high.
It's not single digits. you're gonna need more than two hands. You know what it is? You know what it is, Gary? I do the same leagues that I have since I was in eighth grade with all my friends from home.
Yep.
So that's four right off the bat.
Okay.
And then being in the industry, you get invites from everyone that is also in the same industry you are. And, you know, we host a show on Sirius, so we have a Sirius XM league with all the experts. I'm in four or five different experts league.
Yep.
It gets a little bit out of control. Luckily for me, it's my full-time job, so I have the wherewithal to kind of manage and track all my teams. But if I were just telling the average person, the average fantasy player, I wouldn't do more than three. Because then what happens is you start playing against yourself.
Yep.
You might have Peyton Manning on one team, and then in your next league, you're going against Peyton Manning. And that kind of takes the fun out of it.
You don't know who to root for. It's kind of like you're rooting for everybody and nobody at the same time.
And it starts getting crazy.
Yep.
You start saying to yourself, well, if I get Peyton Manning to throw an interception here, but he throws it to the Green Bay defense, I'm going to get points on this team. it starts to get out of control, and you'll lose your mind.
You're sick, Bill Enright. You're a sick man doing all that. You truly are. So.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
Hey, before we go, let me ask you, one of the things we've been talking about, not from a fantasy perspective, but I think we know the answer, but also from a wider football perspective. There's this kind of buzz going that Rob Gronkowski is going to go down as the greatest tight end of all time. We talked about it earlier in the show. I'm not ready to make that statement yet. What I am ready to say is that through 2.5 years, he's had the best 2.5 years in NFL history as a tight end. I mean, is he just a crazy stud that everybody wants? And from a fantasy perspective, is that the case? And more your own opinion, is this guy going to go down as the all-time great at his position?
Well, you know, I think the all-time great right now is actually playing, and he's on the Atlanta Falcons, and that's Tony Gonzalez.
Yep.
Even at the age of, I think he's 36 or 37, he's putting up incredible points, and if he's not the number one tight end, then Rob Gronkowski certainly is. Now, the thing with Gronk is he scores at an alarming rate, and he gets a lot of yards, and he gets a lot of receptions. He was a top 15 pick this year, and that means out of everyone that you could draft in the NFL, he was a top 15 guy to go off the boards this year, and rightfully so. If you can plug him into your lineup at a position like the tight end, you know you're going to win that category every single week. And the other guy was Jimmy Graham. Right now he's dealing with a little bit of an ankle injury. But he was the guy that last year in 2011, Rob Gronkowski and Jimmy Graham were, without a doubt, the best tight ends in the league. Do I think Rob Gronkowski will become one of the best tight ends of all time? He's certainly on pace to do so.
Yep.
Let's see what happens with Tom Brady in 5 years.
I said the same thing, Bill. I said the same. You know, when he's not playing with Tom Brady 3 or 4 years from now, he might just go back to being an average tight end.
But you know what? He's such an athletic freak, and he's a mismatch no matter where he lines up.
Kind of like me. Have you ever seen me eat buffalo wings, Bill? I'm kind of an athletic freak myself.
It's amazing.
It's stunning, man.
Yeah. So Gronk is the same thing. I love the way he spikes the football. He did the Gronkenstein kind of dance in London. He's just an awesome player to watch, and he's a lot of fun to have on your fantasy team because he's one of those guys you can rely on for 10 to 20 points every single week.
Let me throw out this, and I'll leave you with this because I thought this was really interesting. We talked about it earlier. We started looking up the best tight ends of all time. Kellen Winslow, why do we consider one of the great tight ends? 45 career touchdowns.
Right.
Gronkowski has 34 through 2.5 seasons. Ozzie Newsome had 40-something. John Mackey, I think, had 34 in NFL Film Network named him the best tight end of all time. So Gronkowski's putting up crazy numbers. And just compared to Gonzalez, who you brought up, as kind of the long-term great tight end stud, which I agree with, 99 career touchdowns. Rob Gronkowski will break that after like 6 years in the NFL at this rate. I mean, it's scary. But like you said, and like I said earlier, I don't know if that's possible over the long term. But we'll see, Bill. We'll see. So.
And you mentioned John Mackey. That's our friend. For her, we met his daughter at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Down at we'll have to have you back on and talk. We'll do if the Patriots, the Giants, or however it plays out, get back to the Super Bowl. We'll have to have a Super Bowl edition of Bill being a Giants fan, sharing a room with Frankie C wearing his Tom Brady pajamas, and that was quite an interesting Super Bowl this year in Indianapolis, Bill.
We had a lot of fun. You kind of let the cat out of the bag on that one. But
all right. Sorry, man.
Well, listen, I do want to apologize to everyone that was expecting our show on Tuesday, the Fantasy Football Champ Show. I've been getting a lot of tweets over the last couple of days asking why we weren't on air. And, you know, we will be back tomorrow on Football Nation, and we'll certainly dedicate a good chunk of time to help out everyone out there with their fantasy football advice. So webradio@patriots.com is how you email us. Start sending in your emails now. We want to help everyone dominate their leagues in Week 9.
All right, folks, listen to Bill Enright and Todd DeVries tomorrow here at patriots.com from 4 to 6 p.m. with Football Nation. And we'll be back to close up the show with our stat attack. We'll talk to you folks in a few minutes.
Cold, hard football facts on patriots.com. The truth hurts.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is your Bridgestone Tire headquarters in New England. We have thousands of quality Bridgestone tires in stock at great prices. Save big on such tires as the Bridgestone Dueler HL Alenza, Turanza EL400, the Dueler HT and AT, and the Potenza G019 Grid. And if you're looking for a quality tire to get you through the winter, we have Bridgestone Blizzak tires in stock now. Remember, we are New England's headquarters for top flight maintenance with over 100 ASE certified master technicians on staff. Utilizing state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment, plus easy online appointments, comfortable waiting areas with free Wi-Fi, free shuttle service, over 65 locations across New England, and the best customer service in the industry. Check out the everyday low prices on Bridgestone tires and make your appointment today at SullivanTire.com. This approval is solely for the purpose of evaluating compliance with Bridgestone's co-op policy. This approval does not in any way constitute, and Bridgestone expressly disclaims, any legal opinion or representation that the ad complies with any applicable laws, rules, or regulations.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epocher. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
This is Rob Gronkowski. I get lots of mail from fans asking me how they can be more like me, Gronk. It's easy. First, just head down to Dunkin' Donuts and pick up a freshly made bakery sandwich. Second, get a sweet nickname. Third, bench press 225 pounds 28 times. That's it. You're just like me, Gronk. Now hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab a bakery sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'.
Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots, LLC.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank, member FDIC.
Cold Hard Football Facts on Patriots.com salutes America's Dumbest Team.
America's Dumbest Team.
And again, down the middle and stepping in to make the interception is Steve Brown. Replacing the injured Kenny Phillips, and how big has he been? Early mistake by the Dallas Cowboy. Jason Bright has it slipped through his hands and picks it up at the 20-yard line. And that's where he's wrapped up. Great coverage. Ball is loose. Is this the third turnover of the opening quarter by the Dallas Cowboys? It is. Throws, and it's intercepted. And who else would it be?
America's Dumbest Team.
Congratulations, Jerry Jones, Jason Garrett, Tony Romo, and the Dallas Cowboys. You are America's Dumbest Team.
How about them Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys, Kerry J. Byrne?
I mean, they absolutely are. It's not even a competition.
You can't script the way they played that game and lost the game any better. I mean, the only person who might be able to craft something that great is Norv Turner, and he's got roots to the Cowboys, too.
It all comes back to the Cowboys. Well, they used to be America's team. They're certainly America's dumbest team. You know, the Chiefs are probably America's worst team, but at least they're just bad. Right?
Right?
They're bad. And actually, Pat, I ran the stats on this. Okay, I'm going to pull them up. It's for the videos we do each week on coldhardfootballfacts.com. We do some cool videos. I'm going to pull them up right now while we're talking. This is what we mean by dumb, okay? And we track the efficiency for all these teams. The Cowboys right now, number 7 in total offense, which means they're gaining a lot of yards.
Right.
Only 6 teams are better. They're 23rd in scoring offense.
They're high on volume, low on points.
Bingo.
A lot of foreplay, no big finishes.
They're no happy ending if you're a Cowboys fan. But not only that, it goes for defense too, Pat. Number 4 in total defense, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's only 3 teams give up fewer yards. They're a pretty good defense. Oh, number 18 in scoring D. They don't take advantage of the yards they generate on offense, and they give up a lot of cheap points, and that adds up to a stupid team that's bad in situational football. And we track that with our efficiency indicators: scoreability, offensive efficiency 30th, and bendability, defensive efficiency 31st. This is America's dumbest team. You hit the nail on the head, Pat. It's embarrassing to watch. And you're right, that Giants game unfolded perfectly to script. Tony Romo, like Bill Enright said, 437 yards passing, but four picks and loses the game.
Well, only Tony Romo and the Cowboys, and they're going to be playing Sunday night, which we'll get to that game in a few minutes. Are you ready to dive into the factual onslaught?
Yeah, do you think we can bang out all games in 7 minutes? Let's give it a shot.
Let's try it out. We'll start with Thursday night, which is kind of a little appetizer,
yep.
Snoozer appetizer. The Chiefs at the Chargers.
Yeah, San Diego, as bad as they are, better than the Chiefs in 15 of 20 quality stats. We talked earlier, the Chiefs, among 20 different quality stats at Cold Hard Football Facts Insider, are dead last in the NFL in 7 of them. More than 1 in 3 stats are the worst in football. I don't know what the final score will be yet. I haven't gone through it. I'll go through it tonight. But the Chargers, clearly a better team.
Alrighty. So, North Turner can actually escape that one. Is what you're saying.
Yeah, but he's not going to escape the Grim Reaper of the 2012 season, here on Halloween.
Arizona Cardinals at Green Bay Packers.
Hey, Arizona's falling apart, 4 straight losses, and they can't pass the football right now. 30th in real quarterback rating, 31st in passing yards per attempt. Clearly a mismatch in favor of Aaron Rodgers and the Packers.
How about the Cleveland Bowl, the Ravens and the Browns?
You know, I have a perverse little... I don't want to call it a love affair, that's too strong, but a perverse little enjoyment of Cleveland Browns football. I think they're a plucky little team playing good defense that can't get over things offensively. I don't think they win this game, but again, I think they keep it close. I think they're a pretty decent team that just needs a kick in the butt offensively, and maybe when their quarterback gets more experience, they'll be a little better in that area.
The Bills at the Texans. This is the curse of Doug Flutie game.
That's right. Doug Flutie has cast a curse upon any team that employs Wade Phillips. We'll get more into that later in the season. In fact, Pat, I think we're going to have Doug Flutie on the show.
Oh, my God. How are you going to even handle this?
I might not have that. I might have to be put in a straitjacket.
An excited Girl Scout.
It'll be like porn for me.
We're going to mute your microphone, and I'm going to handle everything. Because
it's just going to be bodily noises making. It's just going to be awful from my end.
I was one of the idiots in the stands yelling for Flutie.
The Texans better than the Bills. Again, if you go to coldhardfootballfacts.com, click the insider button, get all our real and spectacular picks. We size up every team at 20 different quality stats. The Texans better than the Bills in 18 of 20. And in one stat, they're actually tied. The Bills are actually a little bit better in average per rush attempt. Otherwise, it's a rout by the Houston Texans.
Yeah, according to the quality stats, power rankings, and all the stats in there, if this was a golf tournament, the Bills would trail the Texans by about 9 triple bogeys. So.
They'd be 6 under, whatever that stat is when they play head-to-head football, like Rory and Tiger did the other day.
Right.
And whatever that score is, it'd be over after 9 holes.
Fair enough. The Panthers at the Redskins. It's Cam Newton against his heir apparent in the eyes of media.
Hey, listen, I was really disappointed by the way RG3 played against the Steelers last week. And the Redskins right now are a better team, but both teams mirror images. At least last year, the Redskins right now are who the Panthers were last year, a great young, exciting quarterback and a very, very bad pass defense. The Redskins still on pace to give up more passing yards than any team in the history of football.
Which leads into the Bears at the Titans. The Titans, a few weeks ago, on pace to give up more points than anybody.
Yeah, again, you know what? I don't know what the case is right now. I haven't actually run the numbers again after last week. But as of the previous week, they were on pace to give up 544 points, which would have been the most in history of football. They only gave up 19 to the Colts, so that might have improved a little. But you know what? Chicago has a devastatingly good defense. Number one in so many of our defensive indicators. You know, obviously, I think it's a game where Matt Hasselbeck's really going to have his work cut out for him.
Broncos at Bengals. Battle of the Orange Teams.
How about this? The Broncos rising fast in our quality stats, Pat. Suddenly, number 2 in our quality stats power rankings after beating up the Saints. Number one on the relativity index, which measures how well you play relative to the quality of your competition. Nobody is beating their opponents on average compared to their regular performance more than the Broncos. They're plus 14 points per game on the relativity index and better than the Bengals in 18 of 20 quality stats. Peyton Manning could have a big day like he did against the Saints.
And the Broncos are proof of why I love the NFL. I mean, 2 weeks ago we were talking about how the Ravens and Texans were the only two teams with winning records in the AFC. And now the Broncos and the Texans are the two teams atop the quality stats power ranking.
Yeah, I mean, it changes fast. But, you know, granted, again, those guys in the AFC have played a lot of weak competition. So the Broncos, I'm still sticking by the Houstons, but the Broncos looking good, looking strong. Can they keep it up over the long haul? We'll find out in a few weeks.
Lions at Jaguars in a game that might be really ugly on your eyes.
all that teal and aquamarine and all the, I'm colorblind, and even I don't know if I'm talking about the
play on the field, but fair enough.
With the Jaguars 31st in our quality stats power rankings, they're just, you know, not a very good team. And I think Detroit, you know, eked out a win against Seattle by 4 points, like we predicted, a Cold Hard Football Facts insider. And I think the Lions, this is a game where they can really do some damage and rack up some of those points that the Lions are very good at racking up against bad teams.
How about the Dolphins at the Colts? The Colts are interesting. They're ranked 30th in our power rankings, and yet they've got a 4-3 record.
Who would have expected that the Dolphins and Colts are both 4-3? These are two playoff potential teams, Pat.
Crazy.
Two playoff potential teams, but right now, Miami, the better team overall. They played better against tough competition. They're much better in all our stats, and that defense is a legit defense. Number 4 in defensive passer rating, number 4 in run defense, number 1 in third down defense, and the Dolphins number 1 on our defensive hog index. A key indicator of playoff potential. I like the Dolphins in this game.
I love the insight from Snowflake the Dolphins.
No, that was right Flipper. There. That was Flipper.
No, it was Snowflake.
Was that Kevin? Was that Flipper or Snowflake?
Snowflake.
Who the hell's Snowflake?
You, go look it up, man. Come on.
It's Flipper.
See,
I'm old, man. I'm old.
Don't want Tarvaris Jackson.
I am old. What's that?
You've never seen Ace Ventura, Pet Detective?
I haven't seen a Dolphin show since
it's not
since
a
Flipper.
Dolphin show. Since,
I haven't seen. What, it's a movie.
Pat, is it a Dolphin show?
No, I mean we can turn it into one if we want to.
All right, let's not make fun of my dolphin lack of expertise.
You know, though, other than humans, they're the only mammals that have sex for pleasure. By the way, did you know that?
Dolphins. I don't know. Does Frankie C have sex for pleasure?
Well, I'm not talking about Frankie C.
You said only two species. He could be the
Vikings
third. He could be the third.
The battle of teams who don't want Tarvaris Jackson.
And what's the other quarterback? Oh, we had the another quarterback bowl earlier. You know what? I don't know how to get a read on this game. I'll have to dive into the numbers tonight and tomorrow at Cold Hard Football Facts Insider. Seattle, I was a little concerned that they weren't able to beat a bad Detroit team. But Seattle, as we've often said, two totally different teams. No team has a bigger disparity between how they perform at home and on the road. Being at home, you got to like the Vikings' chances to make this a battle and pull it out.
Bucks at the Raiders.
You know, the Raiders are a bad team. I like Tampa. I like the way they've improved. They were dead last season on a defensive hog index. Right now, number 6 on our defensive hog index, number 3 in run defense. I think this shapes up as a bad matchup for the Oakland Raiders.
Steelers at the Giants.
This might be the best game of the week, Pat. What do you think?
I think it's up there for sure, yeah.
You know what? It's two of the premier quarterbacks in football. But I think Eli Manning, the best clutch player in the game today. And more importantly, the Giants playing at home are 10 points better on our relativity index, which predicts the winners in NFL games 70% of the time. And that's a clear indication that the Giants will win this game.
How about the Cowboys at the Falcons?
You know, I have a perverse belief that the Cowboys could win this game.
You know what? It would make sense. I think they'll probably keep it close and then lose in grand fashion.
Well, that might be the case. The Falcons clearly a better team, and we talked about how dumb the Cowboys are. And this is, by the way, our game of the week at coldhardfootballfacts.com on Cold Hard Football Facts TV. But Atlanta has some issues. They're not a perfect team. Number 24 in the defensive hog index. Number 31 in run defense. They've only played one quality opponent. And how about this, Pat? Their opponents this year, Atlanta's opponents, are a combined 18-32.
Goodness.
A 360 winning percentage. They've played a soft schedule. I am still not sold on the undefeated Falcons.
That is very interesting. And finally, last but not least, the Eagles at the Saints on Monday night.
Well, the Eagles, more than any team in football, live and die on turnovers. If they win the turnover battle, they win the game. More importantly, they win against the spread. Let me throw out some stats we did this week at Coldhead Football Facts Insider. Andy Reid, when he wins the turnover battle, 80% winning percentage against the spread, Pat. Not straight up, but against the spread. When it's an even turnover battle, 500. Even turnovers, he wins 500 against the spread. If he loses a turnover battle, 28% against the spread for Andy Reid's Eagles. If they don't have any turnovers, if they win the turnover battle, they can win this game against a bad New Orleans defense. But it's all about those turnovers on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, so if they don't force turnovers the rest of the year, then Andy Reid, the only thing he'll be spreading will be cream cheese on his Phillies.
And maybe some lawn seed on his garden for the winter or something. That's, I don't know.
Fair enough. Well, after that stat attack, I think I need another cigarette. How about you, Terry? I don't even smoke either.
Glad we could excite you as we did, Pat.
I'm glad you could as well. Is there anything else that we need to divulge to the pigskin public?
No, I'm ready to rock and roll, man. I'm ready to go celebrate some Halloween. I carved my pumpkin this afternoon. I got a great pumpkin.
You carved it?
I carved a pumpkin. Don't make fun of my accent. Listen, you're in our territory, Pat. Don't make fun of my accent. It goes over well here. And just remind people, listen to Bill Enright and Todd DeVries tomorrow, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. with Football Nation here on Patriots.com. And listen to Fred Kirsch and the rest of the crew, always doing great radio here every day at Patriots.com.
Sounds like a plan. Well, for everybody listening, we appreciate you tuning in, and we'll be back next Wednesday, same time, same channel. For Kevin and for you, Carrie, my name is Patrick Emig. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And everyone, please have a nice Halloween.
Cold Hard Football Facts, a member of the FootballNation.com family.